ABC Radio Australia.
Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says her government didn't support the ABC's shutting down of its radio shortwave service earlier last year and says she'd encourage the ABC to broadcast via shortwave to the Pacific. Her remarks come amid a flurry of submissions to a government review of Australian media services in the Asia Pacific. But her comments also contrast with a statement from Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs in late 2016 that said, quote, DFAT has been very supportive of this decision and the strategy behind it, that being that the ABC wanted to move to new distribution platforms like mobile phones instead. The ABC ended its shortwave service early last year, a decision that has been criticised by many, including Vanuatu's Prime Minister, who says the move could cost lives during natural disasters. But Ms Bishop says Australia is committed to assisting the Pacific with emergency broadcasting and is funding Samoa to keep its emergency services on the air, as Bill Bainbridge reports.
Speaking from Samoa, Julie Bishop was sure to leave no doubt who had ended the ABC's shortwave broadcast.
We did not support the ABC closing its shortwave radio transmissions into the Pacific. That was not a decision of the Australian government.
The ABC ended the service in the wake of a sizeable funding cut following the election of the Abbott government in late 2013. ABC management argued the technology was old, expensive, and served only a limited audience. But it's come under sustained criticism ever since, with crossbench senators demanding the government revisit the decision through a review of Australian broadcasting services in the Asia Pacific. That review's submissions closed last week. Foreign Minister Bishop made it clear she believes shortwave is still relevant.
I would certainly encourage the ABC to continue shortwave transmission in the Pacific.
But she didn't indicate whether the government would provide any specific funding to reinstate the service. Australia has provided funding to help keep Samoa's national broadcaster, 2AP, on the air. Joe Elsom is the head of the ABC's international development arm. She's in Samoa for the launch of a project to build a new transmitter for 2AP.
Well, at the moment, the existing transmitter is coming towards the end of its life and it does need replacing. So without it, Radio 2AP wouldn't be on air.
She says the service is vital.
If you speak to people in Samoa, they feel that Radio 2AP has an absolutely vital role, and that is in disaster communication. So the transmission tower and Radio 2AP is the main source of information for people across Samoa and also in a group of some outlying islands, Talofa, for information about disasters. So when there is a disaster coming, everyone tunes in to 2AP in order to get information about that disaster that might be coming, cyclone, for example.
And the service goes beyond natural disasters to keep Samoans connected to the daily business of their parliament.
The other important part of this project is that Radio 2AP broadcasts parliament. And by law here, Parliament must be broadcast when it's sitting. So as well as the disaster communications role, which is the primary focus and obviously the life-saving focus, the other really important role is broadcasting Parliament to the people as well.